Of all places on earth, America is among the lands that are most blessed with creatures of the water. And for thousands of years, fishing has been part of the American soul. From the coast of Maine to the Gulf of Mexico, from the rushing rivers of the Rocky Mountains and the Catskills to the waters of Chesapeake Bay, Alaska, and Hawaii, America has always enjoyed a stunning legacy and diversity of fish. By some estimates, the pre-colonial sizes of the salmon populations in the Pacific Northwest and Atlantic regions of the continent were well over 10 million each. And as recently as the early 20th century, the population of cod in the Grand Banks and Georges Bank zones of the North Atlantic were estimated as over 1 billion. For the first Americans, the native peoples, the waters in and around the continent were the source of an endless supply of fish. And for many centuries before the arrival of Europeans, fish were a critical source of nourishment and survival for a number of native cultures. To the Native Americans, the continent was a fantastic cornucopia of every kind of fish imaginable, and in some spots you could practically cross a lake or river by stepping on fish. Offshore tuna flocked around both coasts. The banks off New England were home to gigantic schools of cod and haddock, and Atlantic salmon flourished all along the east coast. In the Arctic, Thule Inuits in skin-lined boats stalked bowhead and beluga whales with bone-tipped harpoons. Along the eastern and Gulf coasts were huge populations of striped bass, and in spawning season, the eastern rivers and streams down to Florida were choked with shad. Pacific salmon ruled the coasts, estuaries, and rivers from Alaska down toward California, flanked by clams, smelt, herring, and anchovies. Brook trout, not really a trout but a char, frolicked in wilderness rivers and lakes as far south as Georgia and as far west as Iowa and Minnesota. Farther west were the cutthroat and rainbow trout, and bull trout, also a char, and the ocean-trekking steelhead. The Native Americans developed a host of ingenious ways to capture fish, including hand lines, buffalo bone hooks, spearfishing by torchlight, bow and arrows connected to lines, throwing sticks, lures, decoys, poles, canoes, natural barricades, seine nets, intricate trapping systems, and even their bare hands for grabbing slow-moving shallow-water catfish. One fish weir, an elaborate trap complex used by Native Americans near today's downtown Boston as long as 5,000 years ago, consisted of 65,000 wooden stakes pounded into a 3-acre area of shallow mudflats on the tidal shoreline, interlaced with a web of tree branches that allowed water to pass through but captured the fish. A similar ancient trap, discovered in Sebasticook, Maine, featured a small opening that enabled eels and fish to swim upstream to spawn and trapped them on the downstream voyage. In Virginia, Native American tribes fashioned V-shaped traps from stones along the James and Potomac rivers. An early colonial historian named Robert Beverly Jr. described the technique in 1705. At the falls of the rivers, where the water is shallow and the current strong, the Indians use another kind of weir. They make a dam of loose stone, whereof there is plenty on hand, quite across the river, leaving one, two, or more spaces or tunnels for the water to pass through, at the mouth of which they set a pot of reeds, wove in form of a cone, whose base is about 3 foot, and in perpendicular 10, into which the swiftness of the current carries the fish and wedges them in fast, that they cannot possibly return. In some native tribes, a whole clan or village would pitch in to scoop up the fish in nets and baskets, then dry and salt or smoke the fish for storage, or bury it to enrich the soil for planting crops. 1,000 years ago in the American Southwest, in what is now New Mexico, the Mimbrenos Indians not only fished in the Gila and Membris rivers with traps, nets, and fishing lines, they appear to have gone on fishing expeditions as far off as the Gulf of California, also known as the Sea of Cortez, hundreds of miles away. How do we know this? They left behind a prehistoric photo album of more than 10,000 pieces of pottery, many illustrated with artwork that features fishing scenes and portraits of pike, gar, trout, catfish, snapper, angelfish, and swordfish.